not be burdened with excessive cash, and also cash operation must be run smoothly as not to put customers at disservice. So chances are whenever customer has deposited lot cash with the cashier becomes worried or tense because he has lot of cash with him. So to relieve this burden, head cashier again at the time and again needs to relieve the excess cash so that the cashier can focus on the billing, and it results into good smooth operations for the head cashier, and it becomes smooth billing for the customers. Hence, cash and cash equivalent should be deposited by the cashier at the front end, cash bill to be checked at the end cashier and regular intervals of the day. So normally float is 1050 rupees. Certain organization follows, they remove the excess cash. There is a cap if a store and if the cashier has have 11,000 rupees or 20,000 or 1 lakh amount. So head cashier will come, he will remove the excess cash and he will take a signature of the cashier on it. He goes inside and he will tally it. So once and normally this cash is tallied in front of the cashier, they both sign in front, there is a sheet which they both sign, and the excess cash is taken back by the head cashier. Now at the day end, normally if there is a cashier A and when the store opened at 11 and he by 4 o'clock he had a billing of 1 lakh rupees. Now he has 1 lakh plus 1050 amount. So at 4 p.m. the 1 lakh is taken by the head cashier and the cashier does his billing. At the day end again is 1 lakh. At the end of the day the head cashier will do a settlement which would have 2 lakhs plus 1050 as float in case of different parameters. So the head cashier will check 2 lakh rupees whether it was a card payment, cash payment, gift vouchers. The total should come to 2,1050. So once it gets tallied, the tender sheet is completed, the head cashier takes the money, puts in the locker, in the sealed locker, and hands over the signed tender sheet to the cashier. Cash refund may arise for below cases, dual MRP or incurred discount problem, cashier checks and acceptance of the bill amount or cash memo, the MRP mentioned product and correct selling price, excess cash is refunded to the customer. Now there are chances a product would have there is a discount problem, the customer has not been given a discount or the offer is not updated. So a particular packet of biscuit is costing 10 rupees, there is a discount, the offer is not updated, now the price is 8 rupees. Now in such case the customer has given a 10 rupee note and the cashier needs to give 2 rupees back. So in such cases the cash refund has to be provided. Now all such cases the cashier needs to maintain a sheet and inform the head cashier immediately. So once the head cashier is informed, he or she goes to the floor manager, ensure that the proper promo is run, the systems are updated, so that it doesn't do an inconvenience to other customers. Cashier checks and ascertains the bill amount on cash memo, the MRP mentioned on the product and current selling price, and excess cash is refunded to the customer. So that was one of the case where customer was there was a discount and the discount was not reflected. So the cash refund was given as an exception case. Wrong billing due to cashier's mistake, cashier cancels the old bill and makes new bill, the excess amount charges refunded to a customer. Now there are possibility of there are chances that the customer is in a hurry or the cashier is in a hurry and that cashier has wrongly billed one more product or he has scanned one product twice. Now the amount has been captured and he has taken he swiped the customer's credit card or he has taken excess cash from the customer. Now, in case the probably the offer was not updated, a 10 rupee biscuit packet which was costing 8 rupees, the cashier was not aware of the offer or the offer was not updated and additional cash was taken from the customer. In such cases again cash refund has to be done because it's not customer's mistake, so you cannot issue a credit note to the customer. In all such cases cash refunds are done and it's a cashier's mistake which needs to be rectified there and there itself. Wrong swiping of debit card, for wrong charge on debit card cash refund to be given as debit card swipe cannot be voided. So when a customer does a debit card or credit card swipe, if there is a wrong amount charged, in cases of credit card you can void a transaction. Voiding a transaction is there is an option available on the EBC where you can go, you can select the transaction, you can void it. So moment you do a void, the transaction gets cancelled and the money gets reversed in the customer statement. In case of debit card, you cannot, it's money, it's debited from the account. So if a wrong amount is punched, there is no debit card option, then it's a void available, not the void option is not available on the EDC machine. So in that such cases, credit, in such cases, cash refund has to be immediately initiated with the approval of the store manager. Details are put in register with signatures at the day end. Refunds are adjusted against the day collection during the cash settlement process. So all the details are submitted by the cashier to the head cashier. The charge slips are verified. All refunds, any refund given or the cash refund given are verified. So in case the cashier has taken fraud of 1,050 and he has done billing of 10,000. So the total amount comes to 11,050, out of which 50% is credit card, 50% is cash. So all this accounting is be taken, or any cash refund given has to be, all this accounting happens. Again, the system amount is cross-verified with the actual cash, and the signatures are taken, the cashier signs, and the billing process and the tender, ending the tender process comes to an end. Process of the tender sheet comes to an end. Cashier is counseled to avoid mistakes, may be barred for repeated errors. So in case if a cashier has been again and again doing mistakes in wrongly charging customers, charging excess cash refund given, so then that his counseling is being done, he's mentored, he's tutored, he's been taught, he's been coached, and if he does repeated mistakes, then he's taken off the cash tin and put on the sales floor for selling purpose. Billing and cash tin management. Retailers issue gift vouchers in advance, which are later on used by customers at the store to settle bills in full or part payment. So the retailers issue gift vouchers to different corporates. These vouchers are issued by corporates to their employees, which are later used for the billing by the customers to settle their bills. GVs are sold by marketing executive to corporate clients. So normally the store marketing person or head office, they sell gift vouchers to different corporates. GVs are also purchased by customer at store to give to their near and dear ones. So there are a lot of customers who comes to the store, when they have a doubt whether they want to give to somebody and they are not sure whether the person or the relative or the friend will like the gift or not, probably they can buy gift voucher. Now the gift vouchers can give lot of options to the customer. Customer is not restricted to the gift given by a person. He or she is open and he or she can buy whatever they feel or they like it. The process of process on GVs have three steps. Normally there is gift voucher issued by the store marketing or store person. There is a lot of accounting, there is a lot of audit which happens. So there is a requisition, GV stock maintained and replenished by the head cashier. So normally the gift vouchers are printed by the head office, they are dispatched to the store, and the store head cashier keeps into a lock and key. So there are different registers which needs to be maintained. There is a stock, GV stock maintenance register and replenishment done by head cashier. Issued a marketing executive or bought by customers, except when GVs are presented at cash till by customers. So when a corporate buys and gift vouchers from the head office, it's issued from the head office. In such scenarios, when a customer comes and they shop, while redeeming, the head cashier needs to ensure that it's ready, the stamp is put, and it's ready in the tender sheet. Now, there are three ways. One, the GVs are issued from the head office, are given to the corporate company, so there is no store involved. There's only redemption involved. In case the store marketing has issued gift vouchers in case of contest, or it has been sold at the store level by the store marketing, a register is maintained to whom it's issued, what was the denomination, so that accounting comes into picture. Again, the head cash comes into picture only by redeeming it. And when a customer comes to a store to buy gift vouchers, the issuance is maintained, the issuance of gift vouchers, the denomination, customer name and details are captured. So normally all these registers, there is a documentation work involved which is maintained at cashier. Points should be taken care of while handling gift vouchers at the cash counter. GV must be redeemed at time in full, part cannot be carried forward or refund in cash. So if there is a gift voucher of 100 rupees and if customer has bought something worth 90 rupees, the cashier needs to ensure the customer buys something and redeems the entire amount of the gift voucher. A gift voucher can't be partly redeemed. A cashier cannot give remaining 10 rupees back to the customer. So the cashier needs to politely explain customer that he is to buy any other product of 10 rupees or something extra, but the redemption has to be done in full. Part redemption is not allowed and it's not valid. G cannot be exchanged for cash. So if a customer has won a gift voucher in a marketing contest or it has been issued by an organization to him, so he cannot do an exchange, ask the cashier to take the gift voucher and give cash to him. So GVs cannot be exchanged for cash. The customer or purchaser may choose gift, may choose to gift the GV to other person. A customer who is not sure or who is not aware of the likes and dislikes of the other person probably can choose a gift voucher to be given as a gift, which gives option of the person who is receiving as a gift. He can choose and select what the price they want. So a customer may buy gift vouchers and may hand over to the person. GVs cannot be combined with any other scheme or offer at the store. So normally no two offers can be combined. So gift vouchers as a mode of payment, if there is a product that is on discount and if the GVs have been discounted, if a corporate is buying gift vouchers, so they normally take a discount. So there is different slabs available. Now probably the chances are a person cannot buy a mobile phone with gift voucher because there is, the margins are less and there is already a discount being provided by on account of issuing gift vouchers. So there are different rules and regulations which different organizations follow. So no two offers can be clubbed together. Some retailers allow gift voucher redemption only in specific categories and disallow against consumer durable items, oil, etc. So since as I gave you an example of mobile phones, the second example would be consumer durables, like where it is a refrigerator or in white goods, maybe it's an AC, or general item oil where the margins are low. So there are different reasons which gift voucher cannot be availed on such products. So different organizations follow different rules. There are rules set by the organization. There are standing operating procedure which the cashier needs to follow. Cashier must stamp voucher as GV redeem and store properly. So if a customer has a gift voucher, he's done a purchase, he hands over the gift voucher to the cashier. The cashier takes the gift voucher, he puts the gift voucher amount, the amount is settled, the bill is handed over to the customer. Now once the gift voucher is with the cashier, he puts a stamp, redeem, and it's stapled along with the tender sheet. Plastic money, that is credit card and debit card, provides convenience of cash handling for both customers and retailers. So normally, because nowadays customers have the option of paying via credit card and debit card, and it relieves a customer from the hassle of carrying cash. So if a family has gone for shopping in a mall and they don't need to carry 2,000 or 10,000 rupees for shopping. So the credit card and debit card have become a very convenient mode of payment where there is no cash involved, there is a plastic money, the card is used for making all the payments. With credit card and EMI facility, the customer is liberal while shopping, which can help to maximize sales. Now in case the customer is shopping via credit card, he or she can convert that amount into EMIs, which is equal monthly installments, and chances are when there are offers going on where there is 0% interest. All this facility helps into customer becomes more liberal, he becomes more free. If he's a budget of 2,000 but he doesn't have to carry cash, and with help of free EMI, he can increase his spend. He can shop for 5,000, he can shop for 10,000, he can go beyond his limit and he can shop. So all these things help into maximizing the sales. The cashier must be trained on EDC machine usage and card handling process. So the machine where the credit card and debit cards are swiped are called EDC machines. The head cashier needs to train the cashier on usage of EDC machines. So the cashier must be adequately trained by the head cashier how to use these machines and its handling processes. Now cash, cards, mobile payment are gaining ground. So since because of mobile internet and internet penetration, the mobile wallets have come into picture. So nowadays customer can use mobile payments or they can use cash card. It's a prepaid card where the money is loaded on the card. The customer doesn't tend to overspend, since if the card has 1 lakh rupees limit, or if there is a card, if the customer has loaded 1 lakh rupees on the card, probably he cannot purchase more than his limit. Or mobile payments also need mobile payments are also new, really now they are new mode of payment used by various retailers. Cashier must be tech savvy to handle such new payment modes. So in advent of technology and lot of things, new things coming up, the head cashier and the cashier need to be trained on this new technologies, and they need to be monitored so that any new technology comes, they don't goof up, they don't make mistakes, and it doesn't waste customers' time and the billing happens in a faster way. Cashier must be regularly trained to handle billing and payment for all modes. So normally most of the organizations conduct tests. They check the efficiency, scanning efficiency, they check the billing efficiency of the cashier, and they ensure that they are ready to accept all kind of mode of payment, and they are trained properly to handle customers. With increased incidence of counterfeit notes, cashier must be trained for proper knowledge of simple checks. So there are a lot of fake notes being circulated, and there is a series always available from the banking authorities. They issue notification time and again that okay, this series note is counterfeit and you need not have to accept it. So the cashiers and the head cashiers have to be time and again trained how to check fake note, how it must be avoided. In case the customer is providing fake note, then they are not supposed to accept it. All cashiers must be supported with note counting machine and fake note detectors so that high value notes can be checked for genuineness. So most of the fake note comes in the denomination of 500 rupees or 1000 rupees, and nowadays most of the organizations provide fake detector note machines. So in case a cashier has a doubt that the customer has provided the fake note, he or she can get it cross-checked with this fake note detector machine. Normally these are an ultraviolet machine which shows on this machine. If it's a fake machine, if it's a fake note, the machine detects and it informs the cashier that the note is fake and he needs to accept any other mode of payment or any other note. If any note is detected counterfeit, the cashier should immediately return to the customer in a very polite manner and ask for another note. Employee discounts. As per the HR policy, employees are eligible to a particular discount. So different organizations views as a benefit to the customer, to an internal customer, provide discounts to the internal customer, which are employees. Staff should do shopping only after the shift duty is over. So once, if a staff is on a duty of 10 to 8 shift, so once the shift is over, then he or she is entitled to do a shopping and avail the discounts. During billing, concerned employee must share employee code and name and get the billing done as per eligibility discount. So every organization provides 10 to 40-50% discount to employees. So once the shift is over, the employee goes to the cash till, provides his employee code, the billing, the store manager or store manager approval is taken, the discount is provided, and the billing is done. Normally the billing is done in a separate counter so that it doesn't cause inconvenience to the customers. Carry bags are sealed and handed over to the employee to take some to sit along with the staff exit only. So once the billing is done, the bag is sealed and the staff can carry the product from the staff exit only. Credit card checks the bags in sealed condition and also the bill, make necessary entries in the staff shopping register. So once the staff is doing an exit, the security guard checks the bag, checks the product, checks the bags and the seal, he checks the bill and he makes necessary entry in the staff shopping register. So there is a register kept at the exit. Whenever a staff purchases any products, all entries need to be checked. This is an audit parameter point and it has been included by the internal auditors. Only after the employee can take merchandise along. So once all the entries are done, the guard checks the product against the bill, then the staff is allowed to take merchandise and he exits the store. Manual bill books are pre-numbered and in duplicate copies. So in case there is a technical error, there is no electricity, the staff needs to do a manual billing. So manual bill books are pre-numbered and the cashier needs to use it in a serial manner way. He cannot just use any bill. So if the serial number is starting from 1 and if the systems are down, probably he will use the first serial number 1. He cannot make directly a bill which is of serial number 5. So most of the manual bill books are printed from head office and they are dispatched to the stores. Manual bill books must be used only in exceptional cases when customers' computer systems are down or there is a product scanning issue. So if case there is power outage, there are chances when you can't do a billing with electronic system, a manual bill books can be used. Another issue is in case the barcode is not scanned or barcode is missing, that is the only time manual bill book has to be used. Original copy is issued to customer and duplicate is retained in book. Normally, a manual bill book has carbon in it, it's in duplicate, and whenever it's filled, it has to be filled in duplicate. So the first original copy goes to the customer, the second copy is retained in the book itself. When a computer system is up again or once scanning issue is resolved, cashier must regularize entry in the system. So once there is a power or the computer system issue is over, the head cashier needs to update the manual bill book on the system, and normally it's done within 24 or 48 hours time frame. There are chances when the product is not inverted, it's not reflecting in the POS system. That is also a possibility where a customer, when a cashier scans the details are not up, he needs to make a manual bill. So once the warehouse staff does the inverting, the product is reflecting, the cashier will scan the product, generates the bill. The system copy is now stapled with the manual bill book, with the duplicate copy of the manual bill book. System bill number is mentioned on the manual bill book copy, and bill copy is also attached to close the loop. So once the system generated bill is generated, the manual bill number is mentioned on the system generated bill and it's stapled along with the manual bill book. For resolved issues, head cashier must coordinate with merchandise or buyer for quick closure and reconciliation. So in case there is a price mismatch, the merchandise is not able to update the offer or the price, all such unresolved issue needs to be escalated time and again within 7 days, 15 days, 10 days, 15 days time, and the quick closure needs to be ensured so that reconciliation happens on a quick note. So with this we have learned how billing process happens, what are the rules of head cashier, what the cashier does, how scanning happens, how fast the cashier does the billing, how he engages customer, how he does the process of credit notes, the gift vouchers, how gift vouchers are issued. Basically, it's all cash till management process which helps you to faster checkout, and a faster checkout will result in a happy customer, a delighted customer, and he or she will come back. Thank you.